Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the big pen. Hold down. Kick up your heels. Jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down. Gotta have a collar you can trust.
For the pig pen.
So stupid.
The station has made everyone insane.
All right, it's time for the pig
pen. All right, so basically this is just Gordo's Corner with my name on it. So it's the pig pen. All right, gentlemen, this one today will be dedicated to a hypothetical. A hypothetical that has been going around up here with the behind-the-scenes guys and out on the streets in my personal life, because I've been obsessed with this for about 2 weeks. I think I may have shared this with you guys off-air a couple of weeks ago, but we didn't really get to go in-depth on what you would pick. But it all
have to do with stool?
It all stems from the George DiGiani fake promo that was edited together years and years and years ago. And let me play it for you, and then we can discuss.
Hi, this is George DiGiani. Why do we crap your pants? Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
So, Mino and I will often, you know, do our own show in here during breaks. And if you guys are doing something boring, we'll play audio and talk about it. And we're always fascinated, why do we crap your pants.
Why do we crap your pants?
I don't know what that means. So then we started thinking about it, and I came up with this hypothetical. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Okay.
In 1 year, 12 times, you don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. 12 times, you are going to fully crap your pants.
Uh-oh.
You don't know when it's going to happen, where you're going to be, but you are going to crap your pants 12 times in one calendar year.
On average,
full blown
per month. Yeah.
Not like misjudging a fart or anything.
No, this is full on.
Yeah, you just go, and you don't know. It just happens.
You don't know what style of outcome it's going to be, whether it's going to be
on the solid area or the moist.
God. Or you can pick this. One time, you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know where you're going to be, but someone is going to come up to you and crap your pants.
Like George promises.
Why do we crap your pants?
And it could be at a grocery store.
Church.
You could be at a gig mic. You could be in the middle of making love. And keep in mind, if you're not wearing pants, the person that's going to crap your pants will pretend you're wearing invisible pants. You could be in the throes of passion.
Here comes a guy.
And the guy could be anybody.
He doesn't care about your real pants.
No. This guy could be somebody that lives under a bridge and eats nothing but Slim Jims and Big Reds.
Would it really matter at that point? I mean, like, I wouldn't care if it was the King of England or the homeless guy. Like, what's the difference?
I'm just saying, there's a better version.
No, there's
out there.
Not.
There's
no.
Got to be. But what would you pick? Now, before you answer, I've been out on the streets asking some people. And you would be amazed. The overwhelming response from women is choice number two. Here's a couple of friends
so
I
speak.
Yes. Here's a couple of friends I spoke to last night and some audio of their decision.
And they are going to crap in your pants.
But describe how someone craps in my pants.
Well, they can just walk up and open up the back of your pants and then just crap in your pants.
And put their own poop.
Yeah, they're going to put their poop in your pants. And it could be at Thanksgiving in front of your family. But wherever it is, the person shows up and says, it's your time. And you just let it happen.
I think I don't even have to think about that very hard. I think the one time a year someone else craps my pants.
That's what you would do?
Yes.
No, you want somebody else. It could be a hobo.
But it's only one.
It could be a guy that, it could be somebody from prison that had enchiladas.
I'm 100% sure.
100% you want somebody else to crap in your pants?
Yes.
huh?
Yes, finally.
Amber,
answer.
Same question.
Poop is poop.
You want 12 of your own or one of somebody else's?
One and done.
I agree. It's like it's all just crap.
There's a lot of... Are we recording this?
Yeah.
So the girls both picked... One and done, man. They don't care who it is or what style it is or when it is.
I'm interested in your response to this.
You want it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is a no-brainer for me. Give me the one and done.
Really?
Yes.
You're at a petty theft gig.
See?
And okay. A guy that looks like the Mountain from Game of Thrones... shows up.
Doesn't matter.
Opens up your pants in front of a stage of middle-aged women that are ready to bed you that night, and he just unleashes Satan into your briefs.
Yep.
And you want that rather than
just one time.
I would take that over. Yes, just one time.
And you'd probably feel relieved afterwards, like, oh, yes. This is over.
And yes. You would. It's like you're being. People would feel sorry for you.
Yeah,
like,
they
oh, my God, you wouldn't believe what happened
especially
to Mike.
Especially after I explained it to him.
Yeah.
There's no explanation.
You can't explain. That's the thing. You can't explain.
And you're allowing this to happen.
Show, I'm going to start the show by explaining to them what might have happened.
There's no explanations. This happens randomly. I think I'd take the 12 because at least that way you've got some semblance of control. You can plan ahead for it. If you're at home, which you're going to be at home most of the time, you're going to be asleep a third of the time. So it might just happen in your sleep. It's like, oh, well, got to change the sheets today. So 1 in 3 chance, you know, 4 of those.
She tell you I have to change the whole bed.
Whatever. Then you have plastic sheets for a year. So 1 out of 3 times is going to be while you're sleeping on the average.
No, I would take...
You want
Hobo,
the one?
The Mountain. Anybody you
Man,
want.
This is the biggest no-brainer ever.
I can't believe you guys. Because you can plan ahead for crapping your own pants.
And I would know, too, because the guy would have that look in his eye of the guy I... And it could be someone you knew, too. But as soon as he walks over and grabs the back of your pants...
Or front.
And you're like, oh, man... But I would let's just get it over with.
Now, when this happens, what happens first? Does he yank your pants down, or does he yank his own down?
He yanks his own down and then opens yours up, either the front or the back, and then fills
them.
Now,
see, I think it should be... that way, that's too big of a tell if he pulls his own down. Like, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I like the idea of you, like, you're at you know, the local grocery store, and you're like, should I go with Trix today or Cocoa Puffs? And all of a sudden,
whoa!
You feel someone tug on the back of your pants, and you're like, oh, no.
And you're helpless.
Yes.
And meanwhile, there's people with their iPhones filming. Hey, there's Corby getting his pants crapped in.
And it's the very awkward... Because that's going to be a very weird maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just have to go about your business. I'm telling you, 12 times is better.
No, all right.
You're
crazy.
Hell, I already do it 5 anyway. Just add 7.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not.
All right, once the depancing starts on him, you know, once you see what's going on, can you try to get away?
No!
You have to accept it. Yeah. That's your fate. It is your fate.
Okay. I did interview...
I'd still take that.
I did interview somebody else that we're all familiar with, and I think you might be interested to hear his response. Would you like to hear Mr. Chad's answer to the hypothetical?
I thought you were going to say
breakfast.
Dan Bennett, go ahead.
No, here we go.
The 12 number of situations that you could find yourself where the last thing you want to do is crap your pants. In my experience, my luck, those would be the times it would happen. A beautiful first date. Maybe a first magical lovemaking session with a certain special gal. And then right in the middle of it, you just all over the bed. That is an unacceptable scenario.
Okay. What if you're with the same gal in the same situation and some random burglar shows up with a bowl full of mess and craps your pants while you're in the middle of that?
Okay,
and you have no
awful.
Control.
I would say it's even
how do you even
traumatic?
Explain that?
12 times over the course of how long?
1 year.
12 times in the course of 1 year, you would have to come up with whole new every time and say, oh my God, I've really enjoyed tonight. I hope you like the wine.
you're going to need to throw these sheets away. It's been nice.
Would you like to go out again?
Yeah. I promise. I can't promise, but hopefully next time.
I mean, this was only crap number three. There's nine more to go.
Let me just point this out real quick.
All right.
On a personal note, as someone who, as a young man, actually pooped his pants many times in public settings, I have to say, the level of shame and embarrassment that comes with that as a child, much less as a grown man, is so unbearable. I say you do it once, you let some random lunatic crap in your drawers, and then you call it a day. Okay? You never have to go back to that one bar. But if it happens in the dentist's office, you've just lost the best dentist in town.
Well, it sounds to me like you have some deep-rooted issues about something that happened to you when you were a kid.
Oh, many times.
And I would recommend therapy.
Okay, so I'm enjoying my therapy session. I'm getting a lot off my chest. And then somewhere, right in the middle of it, I just my pants.
Yeah, or...
I'm afraid this session is over.
Or a hobo that went to an enchilada buffet the night before shows up at your therapy session and your pants.
Mm-hmm.
You want that?
At least I can blame it on somebody else. I can't say, yeah, I have no control over my bowels. I'm not sensible enough as a human to say I have to go to the bathroom. It just unexpectedly shot out of my pants. That's on me. Everyone's looking at you going, you your pants. It wasn't this random lunatic in which you could say, oh my God, I've been violated. This, you're violating others.
See, you're too fixated on, thank you, Chad, you're too fixated on hobo,
and
burglar,
enchiladas,
prison guy. Like, what's
Who cares? Could it be a girl that does it?
Could be
does that make it even
No, it can't be because they don't do it.
Let's just assume that Elizabeth Hurley walks in and it's her. Who cares? It's the same thing.
Is it, though?
Yeah, Danny.
What if it's projectile?
I don't care. It's the same thing.
I like the idea of having control over my scene.
You're an idiot.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm shocked that I'm in the minority on this. That you guys are just running around town begging for people to crap on you.
No.
Unbelievable. You guys are weird.
All right,
we're weird.
We'll ask Monty that same hypothetical next. Wait, we got to give him the hypothetical.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we just went over this with each other, and you can share this with your team if you have a light moment, maybe in the shoot around coming up.
Okay. Maybe in practice, maybe things get a little chippy out there. You need something to take the edge off. Try this.
Yeah. So would you rather? 12 times a year, this is going to happen 12 times, and it could happen 12 days in a row, or it could happen once a month, but it's going to happen 12 times in a year where you're going to crap your own pants, okay?
Yeah.
Or,
I'm with you.
Or one time a year, someone is going to walk up to you and crap your pants, meaning they're going to unleash hell in your own pants. Once a year. So it's 12 times a year you do it yourself. One time someone comes up and does it to you.
Can I pick the person that's going to do it to me?
No.
No! Why would that matter?
Well, you know what? You know, there's no such thing. I don't know the rules. I want to make sure. You know? I am clearly going to crap my own pants 12 times, and I'm going to do it 12 days in a row.
I don't know if you have that choice, though. It could just happen.
It randomly sneaks up on you.
Yeah, and it could happen during a game. You could just be sitting there on the bench and like, oh, God. The whole team's like, Jesus, coach.
Monty, what the hell?
Well, I'd be in the summertime. I wouldn't want that stench behind the bench.
All right, we've had varying opinions, so that's it's good to know that you've chosen your own.
Yeah, whip that out of the guys.
Yeah.
Whip that out of the guys next time you need something.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Bye, all right, buddy. All right, we'll see you.
I love you.
There he is, the head coach of the Stars. He'll make his own mess 12 times a year. Thank you.
Yes, he will.
See, he's a smart man.